Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Colbin. Today I'm pleased to have as my guest David Christopher Lewis, who is the author of Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy. This is a fascinating book on higher spiritual practices and how to really cleanse yourself of the lower energies and take advantage of the higher energies that are coming in now. And just great information on really aligning yourself with the correct energies, information, and practices in order to have a much better experience while you're here on Earth, as well as probably get your job done in a more efficient manner and have more fun doing it. Thanks, David, for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Susan. That's my pleasure, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, would you like to give our listening audience a little bit of information about your background and how you came to, communicate with Saint Germain and bring forth his teachings on the violet flame and manifestation?
Sure. I studied Edgar Cayce when I was 14, when my mom found a book on the Sleeping Prophet, and that changed my life. I was born Catholic, and so I knew there was a lot more.
Right.
And anyway, I started reading all these esoteric books that my grandfather had on my dad's side, and then when I was 18, I found an organization called the Summit Lighthouse, and I studied with them for 30 years, and I was deeply involved in helping bring forth the teachings of the Ascended Masters through my job in that organization. And yet I had my own mystical quickening and kind of higher awakening in 2004, where I had this experience where I was kind of thrust into a higher dimension, not in a near-death experience per se, but kind of the death of my lower self. And ever since then, I've had this gift of clairaudience, which is kind of like locution in the Catholic Church, where I telepathically can hear or sense the messages from ascended beings, saints of heaven. So Saint Germain came early on in June of 2004 and gave his first message through me, but it wasn't until later, the next year, that he started really dictating regularly these higher teachings on alchemy and spiritual quickening. And then in subsequent years, he dictated a whole series, which now is the book. And part of the book is 33 questions that disciples had from the master that were, asked. And the answers are very interesting. And so this gift that I have, I think we all have gifts, and all of your listening audience has a gift to give. Every one of us came to this earth to do something special and to give the fullness of ourselves, our spiritual integrated gifts and talents. And this just happens to be mine. And, you know, I just encourage everyone to keep working on themselves, going higher, meditating, praying, doing those spiritual practices that bring you this higher awareness. Because when you lock into that, it becomes so awesome when God uses you as an instrument in this way, just as he uses you, Susan, with all of your work with integrative medicine and the holistic, you know, tradition, which really was the way it used to be before all the miasma of the current medicine, you know, took over. So alchemy is the sacred science of spirit. And the first question that was asked of these disciples was, what is the path of alchemy? And the answer from Saint Germain was so beautiful and profound yet simple. He said, the path of alchemy is the science of divine love practically applied.
Mm-hmm.
And then he expounds on that. But I just thought, you know, if it isn't practical, it isn't really true alchemy. And,
right,
you know, when you're engaged in relieving suffering and helping people and dynamically bringing about transformational change on the earth through whatever gift, you know, you have, that is alchemy. And it doesn't have to be some quasi-science that people think is arcane or weird or, you know, strange. When you use whatever your talent is with divine love to be of service, and you are integrated in yourself, you are engaged in a type of alchemy, and that's beautiful.
And it's important to understand that we're not doing this alone. You know, so many people think that it's them against the world and they have to do it and you have to work really, really hard and do this and do that to succeed. But really, that's not the way it is. We have a huge amount of spiritual help available. And Saint Germain and the other ascended beings, you know, let us know that we're here to work with them. We actually have a large amount of help available, and I think alchemy is being able to appreciate and use that help in a way that's very efficient, and you know, not having problems, but rather seeing problems as perhaps ways to change your path a little bit so that you can have a better outcome later on.
There are opportunities, yeah, for self-transcendence,
right.
Because I think we grow more when we encounter obstacles or issues, and then we look back after we've moved through them with aplomb and with a victorious sense that we've gotten beyond them. We've learned something, we've grown, we've integrated something higher, and then we realize why we had to go through them. And oftentimes, what people go through is what they end up helping people with. I mean,
exactly.
You're an example of that par excellence,
right.
And what you do, and now for what, almost 18 years with your radio show, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's true, and you know, we all have a great deal of help available from the ascended masters, from our guardian angels, from all of the spirits that are here to help us. We all have, like I have a number of doctors in the spiritual realm that actually help me. So I don't think that I do it. And you make this point in your book. I know I don't do it of my own self. What I do is work with a greater group of spiritual beings that have a lot more wisdom than I do, that are even connected at higher levels. And then when I need answers to questions, they get the answer and then they give it to me. So we don't do this alone, and that's really the secret for not getting egotistical about your work. When you know that you're part of a greater team, you can't really say, I did it, you know, because you didn't.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that true humility is about acceptance and allowing and receiving the higher inspiration, the higher truth, and whatever you call it, whether it's what we call heart streams, which is a beautiful word that Saint Germain himself coined within our movement. It's a stream of love from the heart that brings forth this radiant field of what the masters call the unity field of beingness. I love that concept. It's outside of duality.
Yeah.
It's in this unity field that harmonizes everything, where you resonate with truth, with wisdom, with wherever you find that beingness, through any spiritual teacher, movement, organization, doesn't matter. We're all of the same essence. We all came from the same source. And when we tap into that divine source, and the ascended masters are the kind of the way showers and the step-down transformers of this cosmic energy that's coming to the earth right now that we're all feeling, and they are kind of our guides and guardians to help us move through the transformational change. And Saint Germain is the Aquarian master, who kind of like is the avatar for Aquarius, just as Jesus was one of the primary avatars for Pisces. Or, you know, I'm sorry for my Judaic friends if they don't accept that, but, you know, it's just the way it is.
Right. It is what it is. Yeah.
But Saint Germain is so magnificent. The first time he came in my home in Paradise Valley, Montana, the radiant energy of his aura was so powerful that I was infused in this love field, because that's one of the primary energies that he manifests, is divine love. And that's why he said alchemy is about divine love. So when I was infused in that field of his heart, which is, you know, the most powerful chakra we have, is the heart chakra. I was just transform myself. I was raised up, I can feel the experience even talking about it now, where mm-hmm. my whole body was charged with this energy. And so every time a true master comes and initiates us in this divine science, it raises us up out of mediocrity. It blesses us. It charges us. And then we, in turn, mm-hmm. can go forth and help others.
Right. That's true. Saint Germain comes frequently to our meditation group. We've been meeting every Sunday since about 1990. So it's a long-term meditation group. But Saint Germain is the avatar and the messenger for the Aquarian Age. I would agree completely. And it is really important to understand what the violet flame is and how we can use it in terms of what we're going through right now. Would you like to talk a little bit about what, that's one of the questions in your book, what is the violet flame?
Yeah, it's an accelerated aspect of the Holy Spirit. It's the mm-hmm. highest frequency on the color spectrum of the seven major rainbow rays. And what the alchemy of the violet light or ray or flame, what it does is it helps to accelerate transmutation of karma and, mm-hmm. and bring great joy and presence and beingness into play. It's the true magic of this age. And, you know, alchemy is a divine science of magic, white magic, you know, pure magic. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. when we utilize the violet light in any situation, we transform it almost instantly, and we relieve burden, stress, mm-hmm. strain, suffering, and its mm-hmm. place is this dynamic joy of true happiness. And so it sets up this field of energy when you invoke it through prayer, song, meditation, that fulfills the highest aspects of any situation. In other words, the outcome is kind of a miraculous outcome beyond what we can humanly conceive of. And, mm-hmm. and it's like we reach into a higher dimension and draw forth from spirit the most idyllic and harmonic and beautiful representations of engrams or glyphs of light, secret formulas of spirit. And then it's like this intuitive faculty within us grows and expands, and then we become the nexus for this amazing work of alchemy through our joyous hearts, our enlightened spirits, and our very mindful beings. And, you know, alchemy, I think, has been practiced throughout the ages by the mystics, East and West, mm-hmm. by yeah. The yogis of the Himalayas. And Saint Germain actually, you know, has a sacred retreat both in Wyoming, and also there's one of his guru, the divine director, in India. And so he's very familiar with all of the mystical teachings of the East. And we mm-hmm. know Jesus traveled there between the years of 13 and 29. And I believe that Jesus himself encountered these deeper mystical teachings that are now coming to the fore again, being revealed, being brought forth in this time, because we require them for the intense changes that we're going through around the world. And Saint Germain is right at the nexus of all of that release of these higher formulas of spirit.
Actually, my friend Tricia McCannon wrote a book about those years, not just in India, but also in Egypt and Ireland. And it is very true historically that Jesus prepared for his 3 years of mastership by going through certain initiations and education and teaching, including the Eastern traditions. And there is historical evidence that he did spend time in India. So if anybody wants to get the details on that, read her book.
Yeah, and I mean, even the Bible says that his parents brought him to Egypt when, you mm-hmm. know, Herod was planning to kill all the infants. And so what happened in Egypt? There was a mystery school. He was, from a very early age, he was already being instructed in the deeper mysteries. And yet, you know, how many people really remember that or think about it? And then he came back after Herod died, but he was already mm-hmm. steeped in that higher truth.
And same with the Druid tradition. you know, Merlin and all of the great Druid tradition in England, he also had a connection there. And there's actually an area where he lived that still has all sorts of historical stuff based on his time there. And this was before he returned and you know, had his time in the desert and then did the 3 years of the miracles. This is his education. This is what the ancient education was. Jesus didn't just miraculously appear as a master. He was an initiate, and he went through all the work and all the, you know, all the preparation that an initiate goes through. So, you know, some of that's maybe not be in the Bible, but there's certainly historical information about it.
Yeah, and Saint Germain's revealed to me that he was, one of his embodiments was Joseph, the father of Jesus. And of course,
that's absolutely true. Yes.
He just thinks he was a carpenter, but he wasn't an initiate.
No.
And he extended the truth to Jesus from an early age. And so, yes, it's all true. And Saint Germain was Merlin, the great magician, but he was an alchemist, and he wasn't just some guy, you know, doing strange magic. That magic was higher alchemy. And the whole round table and the King Arthur, the Arthurian legends are all based on this truth.
Yeah, we hear frequently from that lineage. It's very pertinent to the group that we're in. And one of the latest aspects of Saint Germain was John Eric Heckham, who was a TV figure. He had a TV show, and he was of that lineage of Saint Germain, Merlin, and Joseph. And so, yes, we know all about that lineage. It's very interesting. John Eric is in spirit now. He is not on the planet. He was in the planet during the 1980s, but he has helped us understand all about that lineage, exactly as you said it. You know, this is independent confirmation, and also has given us a great deal of information about, you know, the coming ascension and transformation and everything. So we're very lucky to have that, you know, that information coming in through John Eric.
Wonderful. You know, I'd like to just share with your audience, the subtitle of the book is called Heart Streaming in the Aquarian Age. And I mentioned the term heart stream before in terms of these dictations that I receive. However, what the Master, Saint Germain, explains in the book is that we all heart stream. When we are centered in our hearts, when we are mindful, when we are in that intuitive space of oneness with God through whatever discipline we choose to engage in, and then we consciously send forth or emanate light through our chakras and especially through the heart, there is this field of energy that goes forth, and it is expressive, it's creative, it's powerful and dynamic, and it brings into manifestation anywhere we choose to direct it, the beauty and the grace and the harmony of creation and of the divine. And as we, you know, spiritual devotees, and many movements around the world kind of work together to coalesce this energy of spirit through our spiritual disciplines, this heart-streaming action builds, and then there is the magnification of it through the sacred harmonics of light that the Masters bring into play through us as we direct these currents or streams of energy from our hearts. And this is what can be a game changer for the planet, you know, to prevent war, to prevent famine, and all of the negatives that we see manifesting, and to bring our society and civilization back to balance and harmony with nature, with what truly is and can be a golden crystal age civilization that has been on Earth before, and that the mystical teachers and teachings represented and blessed the earth with. So we are about now the building of a golden crystal age civilization. And we call it a solar civilization because it's of the sun, it's of the higher truth. And Saint Germain very nobly expresses all the nuances of what this practice is, what we can do to accelerate it right now here upon earth to our lives. And that's kind of the gist of this volume one. And then volume two, which will come out in a couple years, we were going to release it later this year, but we're doing another book instead on kind of the story of the Heart Center movement. But we're going to, in the second volume, there's going to be a lot of sharing about how disciples have taken this teaching and had these miracles manifesting in their lives mm-hmm. that are just stupendous, and how they have heart streamed with the masters themselves, and how they have benefited from his teaching, his sharing, his divine instructions. So I'm looking forward to that release. And in that book, instead of a guy on the cover under Mount Shasta, we're going to have a woman meditating on the cover under the Grand Teton Retreat, the Grand Teton Mountains in Wyoming. Both of these, Mount Shasta and the Grand Tetons, are sacred places in the earth. And I go to Mount Shasta every year in August, and we mm-hmm. have a wonderful seminar with Saint Germain. And this year, he's going to be there with his guru, the Divine Director, to share about the House of Rakazi and what that was, the lineage there, and it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I went once to Mount Shasta. I was guided there in 1996 for an initiation, which, of course, occurred, and it changed everything. You know, initiations are very powerful, and your consciousness just shifts, and you're in a different place. You're working with different energies and at a different level. Very interesting.
Well, Susan, I'm really grateful to you for all the work that you've done. And I didn't know you personally, but I researched a little bit. And just the work that you've done to help women, especially in the struggle that many of them have with all the breast cancers and things that have gone around. And I'm just so grateful to have a kindred spirit that I can talk with about these things, and who understands it and accepts it, and who can, you know, share with your audience the veracity of this higher experience.
Yeah, I think I want to emphasize again that we have tremendous help from the higher realms. You know, a lot of people are kind of stuck in a dark place, and you know, their financial and relationship and health problems seem overwhelming. But I just want to shake them and say, wake up. You have all this help available. You just have to ask for it. And, you know, books such as yours and the next book coming out, I want to interview you on that one. These books show us that the masters are not that far away from us. You know, we just need to ask for their help and use a few things that they give us to, you know, to get through the darkness and get through the despair that is at the lower levels of this world. You cannot, you know, we are here to conceive a better future. And this book contains, you know, the path on how to do that. You know, we don't get out of, you know, this terror-ridden world with disease and all the suffering. We have to get ourselves out of it. And this is what this book is about. You know, coming up out of this, you know, this dark place, this, you know, dimensional prison that we're in, the third dimension, coming up out of this into the realms of light where there isn't disease, where there isn't suffering, where there isn't people killing each other, war and genocide and hunger and scarcity. But we have to do it. I mean, this is, you know, if we don't do it, we stay down here. Okay, so it is up to us.
Yeah, you know, Daniel Brinkley endorsed my book, and he's a good friend. And I saw him at the Los Angeles Conscious Living Expo just 2 weekends ago. And mm-hmm. what an amazing guy. You know, he's died 3 times and struck by lightning twice. And he says this book is, for him to say this book is electrifying,
mm-hmm. yeah.
after he was struck by lightning, that was the greatest endorsement I had. But he's just a big walking giant love teddy bear, and he gives everybody hugs, and I just love that guy. And for him to, you know, he's seen Saint Germain. He used to call him Saint Jerry,
and that's cute.
when he would speak to certain audiences, and mm-hmm. he said, you know, he was one of these guys, that one of the beings that he saw. I think there were 13 beings that he saw when he had his near-death experience, and mm-hmm. and one of the most amazing things is the love that Saint Germain emanates when you're in that octave of light, the tremendous mm-hmm. divine love that you feel embraces you, and it mm-hmm. transforms you, and then you realize that's our purpose on Earth, is to be love.
It is, it is.
And no matter, and to give our gifts. I mean, the whole everyone that comes back from these near-death experiences says the same thing. It's a, you know, God loves us. There is no mm-hmm. death, and the transition is, is many people don't want to come back because they feel that nurturing love of the universe. And this is the feeling that you will get when you read this book, because what's embedded in this book is the energy of this divine love. And I have to tell you one funny thing. There's a guy named Guy who has one of these aura reading booths where you know they take the pictures. And I see him every fair. And in Denver at the INAT show last year in late June, he had me hold up this book. And my, you know, my aura looked pretty good. I had some violet in my aura, a lot of violet and green and gold. But he had me hold the book up above my head, and instantaneously, my entire aura changed to violet.
Yeah.
Just by holding the book up. And to me, that was proof positive that Saint Germain has embedded his energy, his consciousness, in the seventh ray, the violet light right within the book. So when you read it, when you imbibe it, you will get that charge, and you will feel his presence. And that's the that's the glory of this book, I think.
Oh, I think so, too. Saint Germain is one of the more active ascended masters that we interact with. I mean, he really has specific instructions in meditation, specific requests. He truly is, you know, a very, very active force on the planet right now. You know, some of the other ascended masters are doing, you know, certain work in different areas, but we hear, like I said, we hear from Saint Germain often and for specific purposes. This violet flame is very, very useful in, as you say, helping to transmute karma and kind of cutting through things that are unnecessary barriers and problems on this plane. And just realize that we're not in a, I mean, the third dimension is a construct. It's not real. The Course in Miracles tell us that nothing here is real. I mean, our true nature and our true home is in eternity. It's not in the third dimension. We're here just to help get others out of this prison that we're in.
Yeah, you mentioned cutting through, and what Saint Germain gave me in this teaching that's incorporated in the book in a chapter is what he called the violet laser light. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, lasers now are very important in our technology and medicine even, and probably even in your field. And lasers, you know, concentrate or focus that light through a lens in a very, you know, a pinpoint accuracy. So what he shared with us, because I invoked the violet light and flame for years, 30 years before he released his teaching. And what he said is now we can accelerate the action of the violet flame or ray into a concentrated laser ray that's very pinpoint accuracy, focalizes that energy to consume anything of darkness that we desire to so focus it on. And I thought that was really interesting because, you know, there's laser optics, there's even our our technology, like in movies, Blu-ray that uses there's little lasers and crystals and these instruments nowadays. So And the masters have called it, instead of just the golden age that's dawning, the golden crystal age. And I thought that was cool because it's all about crystals now. And that's how we focus light through a crystal to have this laser energy. So just this one little revelation within the book was very telling for me because I had used the violet light for, like I said, for 30 years. But now I'm able to utilize it in a more focused way for specific issues, problems, and the results are tremendous.
Yeah, I want to mention that when we're being attacked, say by an individual or a company or a corporation, it's often not the individual or even the company that's attacking us. It's energies that are coming through that entity, and so. That's why it's easy to use the violet flame or the violet laser to purify that entity or person, so that the dark forces can't come through them to attack us. You know, we heard about the 33 holistic doctors who have been murdered. You know, there are some very, very evil things coming through right now. But we can use, and I would encourage everybody out there to help me at this point, to use the violet flame to stop this murdering of people that are trying to help people with cancer or, you know, other medical conditions. We need to utilize this stuff now to help stop this. So you see these negative forces are very active right now. It's not just terrorism. It's the murdering of the 33 holistic doctors. Foster Gamble has a recent, you can Google that. Foster Gamble has a recent video out that Dr. Mercola and Aaron Elizabeth have helped him with. And I would encourage everybody out there to take what we've said today, to get the book Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, and let's just do an experiment. Let's try to use the violet flame and the violet laser to stop this evil. I mean, just one. I'm just giving you one. There's many more, but this one's happening right here in Georgia, in Florida. It's happening right before us, and your doctor may be next. You know, it's something that really needs to be stopped. So this is a perfect example of how you can use this energy for a big problem that's occurring right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. My wife had breast cancer, and her mother did, and her mother had a double mastectomy, and she went the quote regular route. We had to go to Mexico to get the treatment. My wife's still in remission, and it's, you know, that was an alchemy. It cost us more, and it wasn't covered by, you know, any insurance in the U.S., but we were victorious, and I know what you're talking about, and we know someone up in Seattle that was killed, you know, for standing up for the truth, and so you're spot on. I think this is very important for us to protect ourselves, protect the light bearers who are revealing things, and also, you know, bringing these new technologies. I have to say that the Internet itself and the higher technologies that are coming and will continue to come have to descend into the earth through the minds of the initiates, the people who are God-loving, I won't say God-fearing, but God-loving. And when they are, you know, coalesce through this higher consciousness, we will see the dawning of the new age, but we simultaneously have to get rid of the old ways. And the catharsis that's happening on the earth the upheaval is pretty intense. And we can move through this with grace and balance and harmony with the use of the violet light, because it does simultaneously consume darkness and radiate everything with love and light. And I think that these dark spirits, ultimately what they really desire is God too, yet they don't know how to do it. They've lost their way. And so by focusing the violet light on that, they can receive the love that they require to transform themselves. And it's not that we're killing them. we're just helping them to be awakened and quickened and enlightened so that they stop this treacherous activity, because it is, it's nihilistic, it is mm-hmm. evil at its core, and it has to give way to the new way of love.
Yeah, one of the things that we've been doing here is muscle testing using applied kinesiology for causation. And I had a patient come in recently who had, she was under 35, and so was the majority of her cousins that recently developed breast cancer. The next generation didn't have it, like her parents, her mother, her aunts didn't have it, but many of the cousins had it. And they grew up in South America, so they didn't have the toxic chemicals that we have in the U.S., and they also didn't have any other cause other than generational curse. And that makes sense, because the cousins didn't have the same environment. They all had different environments. They had the same genetics, of course, but the one thing that was the only thing that was strong, you know, geopathic stress wasn't strong, toxic chemical, electromagnetic, infectious, none of the other causations, hormonal wasn't there, nothing was there, and radiation wasn't there. So nothing was there other than generational curse. So guess what we needed to do for her was remove the curse. Okay, so I have a friend who's a Christian shaman, and he removed it. He's in Florida right now, but I texted him and said, hey, I got an emergency here. So that would benefit not only her, but all of her cousins. So just remember that we need to know the cause of disease. And the cause of disease is best determined with applied kinesiology. And applied kinesiology, in my opinion, allows these spiritual doctors and these spiritual ascended masters to help us determine what's causing it. Because, good Lord, don't we need to know the cause? I think we need to know the cause. That way we can prevent it. That way we can treat it, okay?
That's real medicine to me. You look at the cause, not the effect.
Okay,
if people would like to get the book, you can get it at heartscenter.org, hearts, plural, no apostrophe, mm-hmm. heartscenter.org, and we have it there. We also have a website that's just saintgermainonadvancedalchemy.com, and then also you can also get it at on Kindle, at Amazon.com, or as a book, it's, you know, physical book. So there are a number of ways you can get it. And the book is a blessing. It was really all given to me. It's not of, like you said earlier, it's of, through me, but it's not mine. And it's a gift to the world. And by the way, there's 16 beautiful images in the center of the book from an artist named Mario Degay, who's mm-hmm. French-Canadian. And those, I owned an art gallery for 10 years, and just those 16 images are worth the price of the book, because they're so
they're beautiful.
They're beautiful to meditate on. And I do have a new book, and it's called Living a Soulful Life, Afra's New Teaching on Love, Brotherhood, and Freedom, which wasn't out when we set up this interview many months ago. So that book is phenomenal, and I'll be traveling the world actually to and going to Africa at some point to promote that book. So it's a phenomenal book that also, and Afra is like Saint Germain's holy brother. They were mm-hmm. Saint Germain ascended on May 1st. Afra ascended November 1st, 6 months exactly polar opposite time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really great brothers. So this is another book. And for those who don't know me, my first major book was called Advanced Studies on the Human Aura. And that book is sponsored by El Morya, who co-founded Theosophy in 1875. And he's a great master of the Blu-ray, who also works very closely with us and with me. Mm-hmm. And that book itself is a good read. So,
well, if you would get us copies of both of those books, your Aura book and your new book, we'll have you back on for both of them, twice.
Sure. My pleasure, Susan.
Each book requires, its own discussion, obviously.
Absolutely. And, your book is fantastic, and you know, I just am so, you know, grateful to you for everything you've done and your stance for the truth, for the light, and your courage to just take it to the next level in spite of all the opposition that you've borne, you know, all these years.
Well, you know, it's interesting about the opposition. I will tell you this. I was given this in meditation. There is really nothing to fear, nothing to fear, because what I think it's said best in The Course in Miracles. It's in the front of the book. You may have read it. It says, nothing real, with a capital R, can be threatened, and nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. So whenever I'm having these attacks and these, you know, these overwhelming obstacles that would appear overwhelming at first, but they're really not. They're not at all. And if you can just understand that nothing real can be threatened, and you can use these tools like the violet flame, you can use, there's a lot of other principles in this book too. It's not just one thing. There's a lot of great spiritual principles in this book that will allow you to just cut through all of that and realize that you can ask for that all to be handled, and you don't even have to engage in the battle. So, you know, it's just a matter of, as you say, transcending and rising up from where we are on the battlefield down here, just rising up and understanding what help you really have.
Yeah, another good friend, Robert Tennyson Stevens, who lives in North Carolina, wrote a book called Conscious Language, and it's a fantastic book. I encourage everyone to get it. And just changing our language shifts everything. And so we don't really talk too much anymore about opposition. We say opportunity.
Right. That's right.
And instead of saying want or need, which are both words of lack, you just get rid of that out of your vocabulary, and you start using alchemy to precipitate abundance. And I totally agree with you. I love what you just shared. It's what Saint Germain's Way is you live beyond the veil of all this darkness, and pretty soon you only see the light, and what you place your attention upon, you become. So why focus on all the evil or the darkness? Just focus on the light.
Exactly. That's very, very true. Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information once again?
Yes, heartscenter.org, hearts, plural, center.org. And we have a wonderful website, a beautiful spiritual community. We also have meruuniversity.org, which is our teaching branch, and we have courses throughout the year. And we have an event coming up in Montana over the summer solstice in June. That'll be fantastic. And we have, just so many events throughout the year. We're going to Maui in less than 2 weeks for our spring equinox event. And if anybody at the last minute would like to go to Maui and enjoy praying for planetary peace on Maui, we'd love to have you. And I'm going to be going to Argentina and Uruguay in October for our first international congress and pilgrimage down there. So that's awesome. But anyway, it's heartcenter.org. And Susan, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us, David. And please have your publisher or yourself, whoever is responsible, get us those two books that we talked about, and we'll get you back on for those when you have time. And, of course, your new book coming out in a couple of years. We would love to totally support your work and that of Saint Germain, who's very dear to me. And thanks so much for joining us.
God bless you, and thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Marie Fargolis on her book Angels, and then the Fran Stein, The Inner Heart of Reiki, Rediscovering Your True your true self. Please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.